Tokwasana zvakare mangwanana nemuzita raJesu Kristu.
Amen. It's my joy to be standing here this morning.
Kufara wangu kumira pamberi penyu mangwanana ano.
To share together with you the word of God.
Kugovera pamwe chete shoko raMwari.
Amen. Can we just pray before we go anything?
Timgona mata.
Mutsvene makarurama, Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu, mangwanana nasinoya zvakare pamberi pechikaro chenyasha. Baba chikutendai nokurumbidzai nokuda kwenyasha dzenyu nodo rwenyu. Ndakutendai Ishe mutsvene kuti matidzosa zvakare mukati membe yenyu. Baba nguri mutsvene tiine tarisiro kunzwa kubva kwamuri. Baba nokuti Ishe muno mutsvene makataura kuti pane vaviri kana vatatu mukati mezita renyu munenge muripo. Baba muri mutsvene takatarisira kubva kwamuri. Baba tinoti Ishe muno mutsvene tibatsirei titungamirirei. Jehovha tinoshuva sei kuti Mwari wangu mutsvene bvisai chose mukati moupenyu hwedu chingadzivisa kuti Ishe muno mutsvene mwoyo wanyu mutsvene. Awane nzvimbo baba muri mutsvene mukati mehana dzedu baba tinoti Ishe muno mutsvene uyai Jehovha Ishe muno mutsvene muvemi Ishe samasimba munozodza kupadzika kweevhangeri muvemi Ishe muno mutsvene munozodza nzeve imwe neimwe kuti ive inonzwa kuti baba muri mutsvene tinzwe Ishe makanaka kuzevezera kweshoko renyu mukati mehana dzedu baba tinotarira kwamuri baba tinoti uyai Ishe muno mutsvene mutange nesu mukupedza nesu mbiri yose nokukudzwa tikuzvipa kuzita renyu taisa zvese kwamuri tikumbira zvese nokutenda muzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu Ishe wedu amen and amen. And before I tire you, amen, we can just open our Bibles to Luke chapter 2. We'll just read from verse 25 to verse
34.
If you have found it to read. Amen. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him.
Zvino kwakanga kune munhu paJerusarema wainzi Simeoni, waiva munhu wakarurama waida Mwari, waitarira kunyaradzwa kwavaIsraeri nomweya mutsvene wakanga anaye.
And it was revealed to him, unto him by the Holy Ghost, that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
Iye wakanga aratidzwa nomweya mutsvene kuti haangaoni rufu asati aona Kristu washe.
And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law.
Iye wakauya mutemberi nomweya, zvino vabereki vakati vachiuya nomwana Jesu kuti vaite naye mutoo womurayiro.
And they took him up then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said,
akambata mumaoko ake akarumbidza Mwari achiti,
Lord, now lettest thou thine servant depart in peace according to thine word.
Zvino tenzi muranda wenyu ngaaende hake norugare sezvamakareva.
For mine eyes have seen thine salvation,
nokuti meso angu aona ruponeso rwenyu,
which thou hast prepared before the face of all people,
rwamakagadzirira pamberi pavanhu vose,
a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thine people Israel,
chiedza chokuvhenekera vaedheni nokurumbidzwa kwavanhu venyu vaIsraeri.
And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him.
Baba vake namai vake vakashamiswa nezvakarehwa pamusoro pake.
And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against.
Ipapo Simeon akavaropafadza akati kuna Maria mai vake, tarira mwana uyu wakaisirwa kuwa nokumuka kwavazhinji pakati pavaIsraeri, chichava chiratidzo chicharambwa.
Amen. May we bow our heads once again.
Tikotamise misoro yedu tinamata zvekare. Baba vedu Ishe Mwari muriko kumusoro kudenga, tinokutendai mangwanani ano neshoko renyu raverengwa Jehovha. Toda kutendai baba nemukana iwo wamatipa kuti tikwanise kuti mukati meimba yenyu mangwanani ano. Ishe wangu makataura imi mukati panoungana vaviri vatatu munenge muripo pakati pavo. Baba wangu tinofara chaizvo kuti tinodarika vaviri kana vatatu. Tinofara zvakare Mwari kuti Ishe muprofita akatidzidzisa akati munhu wese akadzidza kuverenga nekunyora anogona kuvhura Bhaibheri akariverenga. Asi Mwari kududzirwa kwaro nekupa chirevo nezvinonyatsorehwa nemweya zvinoda imi Mwari muuye muchiburuka muchikwanisa kupa hama yedu chipo chikuru chekwanisa kuti vazvise parutivi Mwari. Imi Mwari mugoshandisa murumo yavo, mugokwanisa kushanda nepfungwa dzavo. Imi Mwari zano raminaro nechizaruro chaminacho tigokwanisa kuropafadzwa musevhizi yanhasi. Baba wangu tinokukokai panguva ino, chiti chitanga inesu mugopedza nesu Jehovha. Tanamata nezita raJesu Kristo. Amen.
Amen. We may take our seats.
Garei zvenyu pasi.
Amen. Tinotenda Mwari nokuda kwenyasha dzavo.
We want to thank God for his grace.
Tinotenda Mwari nokuda kunge tiri mumba mavo.
We want to thank God for being in his house.
Tinotenda Mwari nenziyo dzakanaka dzanga dzichiimbwa
pano. Thank God for the good songs of Zion that we sang here.
Amen. Because they not encourage.
Because the songs encourage us
kuti Mwari vakatendeka nguva dzose.
To know that God is faithful all the time.
Kana taziva kuti Mwari vakatendeka nguva dzose.
When we know that God is faithful all the time,
tinoda kuzvipira sezvibayiro zvipenyu zvakarurama pamberi paMwari.
We want to sacrifice ourselves as living sacrifice unto him who is faithful.
Amen. And make sure we get into that place
tove nechokwadi kuti tasvika pachinzvimbo
where the word of God is calling us to.
Patiri kudanwa kuti tishike neshoko raMwari.
Amen. Like we have been encouraging in this song.
Sekukurudzira kwataitwa murwiyo.
Twangena indawo yesekona.
Hanzi pinda pinda.
Amen. Seivuliwe.
Mukova wavhurwa.
Amen. Manje ngwena ngawo ungafuni kungena.
Kana iwo karamba kupinda.
Sizofika isikati.
Hallelujah.
Man. No. We'll make it difficult for the preacher. But it will come a time when you want to get in and you won't be able to get in. So it's good for you when the gospel is encouraging you to get into that place, the place of safety. Because remember at one time, amen, God, when he had determined to bring destruction upon the earth, because he had spoken to Noah and he said, my spirit shall no longer strive with men, and yet he shall be for 120 years. So for 120 years, there was a message which was going forth that there is a place which is open, there is a place of safety, and Noah is encouraging everyone to get into that place. But they never took heed, amen, to the call of God. Amen. But by the time came when they saw that it was really true what Noah was speaking about, when the thunders were raging, amen, and the clouds became dark in the skies, something which they had never seen before, amen, and this rain started coming down, now they wanted to get in, but it was impossible for them to get in. That time will come, brother, sister, that you really want to get in. You are coming to church each and every day, and you are dilly-dallying around. You think it's a time to come and play. You think it's a time to come and look for girlfriends. You think it's a time to come and look for boyfriends. And yet when you are coming here, there's only one purpose for you to get in that place of safety. Amen.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Forgive me. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just myself.
I'll
be myself.
Amen.
So we have read in Luke chapter
2.
Amen. And you just want to speak for a little while on what are you expecting. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because we hear, yeah? Amen. That behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of
Israel.
And the Holy Ghost was upon him. Why was he waiting for the consolation of
Israel?
Because God had appeared unto him. God had given him a revelation of the coming of the consolation of Israel. He was waiting upon a revelation. He was waiting upon something which God had spoken him to about. God had spoken to Simeon. Amen. He didn't speak to Caiaphas. He didn't speak to the high priest. He didn't speak to anyone else. He had spoken to Simeon. And Simeon was giving this testimony that the Lord has told me that I'm not going to die until I have seen the Lord's Christ. Amen. Because he had that revelation in him himself. It's something which was an experience which he experienced on his own. That's why the prophet says in the message of exposition of the seven church ages. Amen. He says, amen, the importance of revelation. Amen. Unto a believer. Amen. It can never be overemphasized. Because revelation is very important to the believer. He says when he was speaking about it, he says not the revelation as he was talking about the book of Revelation. Amen. But he says, then he goes to that incident. When he was walking with his disciples, the prophet says, you remember that time when you asked his disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Amen. And they gave him, amen, what the other people were thinking he was. Some said, they say you are Jeremiah. Some say you are one of the prophets. Then he asked them a question. Who do you say I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he turned to Peter and he says, blessed art thou, Peter, the son of Jonas, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. So brother, sister, when we are speaking about revelation, we are speaking about God speaking to you, showing to you whatever you are going to expect, be it your healing, whatever you need, it has to be a revelation. You have to see yourself in the promise of God. Amen. You have to see those things, because the Bible says faith is the substance, amen, of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith, like the prophet says, it's a long range vision. Because faith lifts you up from your condition of being sick, and it puts you there whereby his stripes you are healed. Because you cannot have faith unless it is revelation. Because that's the thing, brother, sister, which is going to take us from this earth. That's the thing which is going to bring the translation. Because the translation only comes by the revelation of the word. Because Christ himself, he was the word in flesh. Amen. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was his God. And that word, it became flesh. And it dwelt among us. We saw the manifestation of the word. Amen. And Christ, when he was going around, at one time, he said, amen, destroy this temple. Amen. And I'll rebuild it in 3 days. The prophet says, why was Christ speaking about that way? Because he was the word. He was the one who was in David. He had already spoken in David. And
David.
I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption. So when Christ was looking at that promise, he could speak with confidence, destroy this temple, and I will rebuild it in 3 days.
He
had a perfect revelation of the plan of God. When you have the perfect revelation of the plan of God about your life, you
will
never afraid, brother sister. Amen. That's why Christ was not afraid to go on the cross at Calvary. That's why in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says he prayed. And he said, Father, if it was my will, I would say, let this cup pass over me. But let not your my will be done, but let your will be done. He knew the plan of God. He knew why he came. That's why the Bible says he came according to the volume of the book. He was an interpretation of all that they were doing in the Old Testament. And so when he was walking on the face of the earth, he knew exactly that he was determined to go to the cross at Calvary. He was more than willing to go there. Why? Because he knew it is God's purpose to bring salvation to the fallen race of Adam. So you and me, brother, sister, as children of God in this hour, when you get that revelation that you are part of the promise of God, you are part of the plan of God, that in this end time, amen,
amen,
the one whom God said, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. Then you know when you are standing here, you are part of that plan. You are the one who is going to be turned back, amen, to the faith of the Father. But brother, sister, many times, inasmuch as it happened before, amen, that when God was calling his people, and according to his word, according to his plan, and God had a purpose, amen, for his children, when he took them from Egypt, amen. Why did he call them out from Egypt? He called his children from Egypt for them to go into
Canaan.
Because that was God's plan. Because that was what he had spoken already to Abraham. Amen. God had already told him, your children shall go into captivity, but I'm going to bring them out with a mighty hand. Amen. And when God called Israel out of Egypt, God was determined to bring them to
Canaan.
But they had a journey to take. Amen. They did not know the journey. It was only God who knew whatever they were going to go through. Amen. In as much as you and me, brother, sister, when God called you, because I believe each and every believer, you've got a call in your heart. Something spoke to you. You are not in this on your own. You are not here because of your friends. You are not here because of your parents. But you are here because of the call of God. Because God in this end time is calling out a people for his name's sake. He's calling out his children to go back to the beginning, to go back where they started off from, in the beginning, because God's plan is to bring men back to where he was in the Garden of Eden, a perfect man. Because when God created Adam, the Bible says, let us make man in our own image. And in the image of God, Adam was created. And God gave him commandments. Multiply and replenish the earth. Amen. Oh, brother, sister. So Adam was supposed to bring other children who were like him. Children who not know death. Children who could live eternally. Children who could speak like God. Children who were gods on earth. But brother, sister, that never happened. Because the devil came in. Amen. And he destabilized the plan of God. But it was all according to God's plan. Because there was another hidden plan. Which God wanted to show. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's why you are here this morning. That's why the prophet says, we are the one who give God reason and purpose of being. You are here, brother, sister, not sitting as a sinner. We are here, sitting here, brother, sister, to give testimony that God is true. A portion of God being shown in you. That's why he brought salvation to you. What a testimony of who God is. So when God brings healing in you, it's a testimony of what God is. So we are living testimonies. Written epistles.
It's a
read of all men. In this hour that you are living in, where the church of God is failing, is to come to that place where they believe what God has made them. They must stand as God. They must show who God is. That's why, brother, sister, there's no discouragement around the world. Amen. That's why in this end time, to we as believers in the message of this hour, there's so much discouragement among the message cycles. Many things are happening. Why is many things happening? It's only the devil. Because at the moment, amen, brother, sister, there might be people now. When they look at us, amen, they say these are not different. Amen. With the Jehovah's Witness. Amen. Because Jehovah's Witness, it's a group of people. They are worshiping God. They've got also their books which they pass around. They are not, different from the seventh day. Because the seventh day, they've got also, it's a religious movement. They have also their books which they pass around. So they say this is another group as well. But brother, sister, the only thing which brought a difference, amen, between Israel and all the other nations, it was the pillar of fire among them. It was the angel of God going before them. But brother, sister, the theme of it, those who were following is the God of Israel, who were following this pillar of fire. They had to have their life bringing a testimony, amen, of that God and where that God was taking them to. Because at one time, when they were just at the boundary to get into Canaan, and God says to Moses, send spies into Canaan. Let them go and spy the land and bring testimony that land is there for sure. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the spies went. And they came back. And the Bible says, 10 of them They gave a negative report. They said the land is there. Amen. We really rejoiced in that land. We ate the grapes. Amen. They actually brought some. A sure testimony that the land was there. Amen. But they said, we are not, but there they've got walled cities. Amen. There's people there who are giants. We are just like ants. We can never make it. But were they at that border? On their own. Did they ever know the way to come to Canaan? They did not even know the way. There was one who was leading them, and it was Jehovah himself. But here they have come. Amen. God gives them testimony. Amen. Of the land which they were supposed to inherit. But they count themselves unworthy. That's why I believe where the church of God is today. Amen. Because brother, sister, in this day that you are living in, there's been a man. Amen. There's been a messenger. Amen. Whom God has sent among us. A man of like passions as we are. And God grant him the privilege to step over into the land where he was calling us to. Where God is calling us to. Where God wants us to come to. Amen. And he gave testimony that land is there. It is possible. Amen. That a man who has been born in sin, saved in iniquity, but if he has come in contact with Jesus Christ, he is able to stand and speak things into existence. He is able to speak cancers out of existence. He is able to do all things because it's a promise of God. Because that's what God has been determining to bring his people to. But
the children of God at this time, they say we are unworthy. They say no, we cannot do it.
They still want to live in their own lives. Amen. The prophet has already challenged us. Amen. Go and read the message at Kadesh Barnea. Amen. And you hear the prophet speaking. And when he comes to the end of that message, then he says, amen, you have seen,
maona,
amen, the deaf being healed. The blind see, having
seen.
Amen. The cripple walking. Amen. What was he saying? He was giving testimony that it's possible.
But the problem is people want to assign those things to only one man. That's the problem that happened. That's why we are. That's why we have problems amongst us. Because if someone has got a spiritual gift, we all want that person to prophesy over us.
Amen. And
then it brings problems.
Amen.
But what are we expecting at this hour?
Amen. What is the message of the hour calling us to?
It's
calling you and me, brother, sister, to come into that place where we live a life which is above reproach. A life, amen, which shows forth the life of Jesus Christ. Up until we come to that place, we'll be fighting one another. Amen. Because when Christ is in you, you feel for your brother. You want to take your brother with you to the other land. Amen. Amen. You want to believe for your brother that he gets strength to overcome the things of the world. Amen. Because that's what Moses done. Amen. When the children of Israel,
vana Israel,
when they were so much infuriated God. Amen. And God says, I'm fed up with these people. I'll just destroy them. And Moses says,
Moses,
but God, if you are going to destroy all these people, amen, and all the nations are going to say, you were not able.
You brought the people out of Egypt and saying you were taking them to Canaan and you failed.
Amen.
And God considered the idea of Moses.
Amen. He
was showing forth the Spirit of Christ. Because when the Spirit of Christ is in you,
you don't give up on your brother. You don't give up on your sister. You take him before God. And you say, Lord, it's you who started the good work. You are more than able to bring it to pass. You are more than able to bring that man to perfection. Because that's why, brother, sister, the brave prophet preached a message, the stature of a perfect man. Amen. Because, brother, sister, why we are preaching here, we are not bringing you another message. We just want to bring you to see. Amen. What the message was speaking about. That when you read the message, when you listen to the message, you have a clear picture. Amen. Of what God was calling us to in this hour. Because if you fail to see that, then brother, sister, amen, you are just going blindly. Amen. That's why we're speaking about the importance of revelation. Because God has to give you that revelation. Amen. Of the way you live. The way you dress yourself. Amen. The way you interact with the believers. The way you interact with your neighbors. It has to be a revelation from God. It doesn't have to be a teaching from the church. Because if it's a teaching from the church, you show something else. But if it's God who has given you a revelation, no matter where you are, you show forth who Christ is. Because that's the most important thing. Wherever I am living,
my desire is not to show people
Christ.
My zeal is to show people Christ. When they know the Eastern Church, and they come here and they don't see Christ, we have failed. The desire of every believer in this time is for Christ to be seen. The Christ is in his
words.
And we believe in this time. God gave us his
words
through his prophet.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That when we have seen the plan of God, then we stand with him. It's not God. It's not a man. It's not a pastor. It's not a preacher. Who brings you to God's expectation?
It's only God who brings you to that place where you can be the Christian that you ought to be. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says, the church
Kereke
does not make you a Christian.
Aikuitem Christu.
Amen. He says the church
Kereke
only helps you. Amen. To contain your experience.
Kuchengeteza chitiko chako.
Amen. As you are fellowship together with brothers of like precious
things.
Amen. Amen. Coming here will not make you a Christian. But you need to have that place where God has spoken to you. And you spoke back to him. And there was a change in your life. Amen. Amen. Like God spoke to Simeon.
sekutaura kwakaita ana mwari kuna Simeon.
Amen. You are not going to die.
Hausikuzofaiwe
until you have seen
kusvikira waona
the Lord's Christ.
Kristu washe.
So he was expecting.
Saka aive netarisiro.
Each and every day.
Zvari mene rimwe.
He had that testimony.
Aive nechapupu.
Amen. That God has spoken to me.
Kuti mwari vataura neni.
No matter he might get sick.
Kunyange akarwara.
Nigh unto death.
Kurwara kuda kutofa.
But he knew.
Asaiziva
Simeon. God cannot lie.
Mwari havanyepi.
Amen. He waited on upon that promise. Amen. In as much as you and me, brother, sister, whatever thing you desire, be it healing, amen, be it money, whatever you desire, amen, you look at the promise of the word. When you take that promise into your heart, you hold on to that promise. That promise will materialize itself in your own life. Because the word of God is a seed, and every seed will bring forth after its kind. Amen. But in this day that we are living in, many people, they haven't come to that experience. Amen. Where they have met up with Christ. So it's our encouragement. If you are here, brother, sister, and you have just come to that place where Christ has spoken to you, you have spoken to him, you have got this assurance in you that even if everyone else go back, I'm not going to go back. I'm expecting the change of my body. Amen. I'm expecting to go into the rapture. Even if I go into the grave, I am still be waiting for the resurrection. Amen. Because when you have got Christ in you, you have got all the promises which he has made in his word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
If you have got Christ in you, there is no problem, brother, sister. Whatever happens to you, amen. Amen. Because you have got the word. And that word is a seed.
Shoko iro reimbeo.
At its appropriate time.
Panguva yakafanira.
According to the nature.
Maringe ne masikiro.
Of the promise.
Evimbiso.
That word.
Shoko iro ro.
Will materialize.
Rino zadziki.
That's why even if you go into the grave.
Nosaka chero okavigwa.
Because you have got that word in you.
Nekuti une upenyu mauri.
Amen. You have got Christ in you.
Una Christ mauri.
The one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. That's why Paul, amen, when they prepared his grave, they prepared the chopping desk for him. Amen. He looked at them. And he says, death, where is your sting?
Grave. Guva.
Amen. Where is your strength? Amen. Because he knew. Amen. In him
Maari
was Christ. He was supposed to show who God is. That's why when you go into the grave, if you are a believer, if you have got God in you, in as much as Christ rose up from the grave, surely enough, you also rise. Amen. Without any doubt, any Christian, when he comes to the grave, he is going with that confidence, even on his sick bed, and he knows he's going to die. The doctor has told him, 3 days you are going to die. He is not afraid. He is going there with confidence, because he has gone beyond what this flesh can tell him. He has gone and seen himself.
Amen.
He saw himself in the bosom of God. He saw himself in the other world. Because he has got this testimony. I came from God. I go back to God. So, but brother, sister, if that testimony is not in you this morning, you are only wasting your time here. But we are saying, brother, sister, there is a place which is open in the house of David. Amen. You can come in. The cross, amen, is there for you. Christ has died for you. No matter how vile a person you are, no matter what you have done, I said at the beginning, amen, that he made you to come to that place, that you can really appreciate what God is. I appreciate this afternoon what God is to my life. Amen. Because brother, sister, when you sing that song, amen, amen, the one which my brother sang just before we started, we were coming up. Amen. Amen. That mercy rewrote my life. Amen. Whenever I sing that song, amen, I look at my own life. Because I know it's mercy. It rewrote my life. Because at one time, my life was going down the drain. It was going on a steep. But mercy just brought the brakes. It brought the brakes. Amen. Amen. And when I thought I could not come back, because it was such a height to climb up. But Christ, by his mercy, he brought me back. Amen.
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 Amen. That's why we are saying this morning, if you are here, you haven't known Christ in your life, he is here this morning to speak to your heart, to change your life. Amen. Atitende nema Kristu.
We don't in Christians. We just believe in coming to church. It's not about coming to church. There was a time that we were going to church. And we were doing everything in the book of sin.
Amen.
But when Christ came into our life, a change came.
Amen. Shanduko yokuta haidi munhu kuti akuteerere.
That change doesn't need a person to follow you.
Amen. Ukaona uchida kuteererwa nevanhu,
if you find yourself needing to be followed after,
zvinoreva kuti uri mwana wekereke.
It means you are a church member.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Nokuti unogona kuita Christ uri wega.
Because you can be a Christian alone.
Amen. Uri kwese kwaunenge uri.
No matter where you are,
unofanirwa kutirarama chapupu ichocho.
You must live this testimony.
Chapupu chako hachisi kungopa vanhu vari pano.
That testimony is not for church members.
Chapupu chako.
Your testimony.
Tofa hotsinzwe kune vanhu vari kunze.
We must hear it from people without.
Nokuti sitokuona mazuva ese.
We see you every day.
Isu takako accepta.
And we accepted you.
Amen. Asi uchapupu wechikristu.
But the Christian testimony
unobva kune vari vasiri pano,
comes from outsiders.
Ene nokuti ndo vari kutarisa.
Because they are the ones who are looking at you.
Kuti uri mukristu.
You are testifying that you are a Christian.
Amen. Saka vanoda kuti vanoda kuona upenyu hwacho hwaKristu.
Now they want to see the life of Christ.
Amen. Asi kazhinji,
most of the time,
vanoda kuti vanoda kutaridza zviri kuchechi.
They want to show forth the church.
Amen. Aiwa, church yakanaka.
Church is good.
Ndosaka tese tiri pano.
That's why we are here.
Tatiri pano kwa makore akawanda.
We are here. We are here for a long time.
Asi chinchiombe.
But the most important
thing, Christ anoonekwa.
That Christ be seen.
Amen. Vanhu vakaona Kristu.
When people see Christ,
havakwanisi kuwana chinongedzo.
They will not find blame.
Ndosaka mukati meupenyu hwemuprofita.
That's why in the life of the prophet.
Amen. Amen. Vanhu vakada kuti vawane zvinongedzo.
People tried to find fault.
Amen. Asi Mwari,
but God,
vakanga vachizvipupurira.
He was testifying himself.
Kuti ndo vakanga vari mukati meupenyu hwomuprofita.
Because it was God himself in the life of the prophet.
Amen. Ndo zvimwe chete iwe venene hama.
That's the same thing, brother, sister.
Ndisu tine responsibility.
We have got the responsibility.
Yekuita bring forth the message of this hour.
Maridzo yenguva ino.
Yekuita bring forth
kuratidza
whatever the prophet was speaking about.
Zvese zvaitaurwa nemuprofita.
Amen. Asi zvino kereke yaMwari.
But right now the church of God.
Amen. Hanzi nomuprofita.
The prophet says.
Profita vakauya panguva.
He came to a time.
Vakauya panguva yakauya.
Yeah, when the prophet came,
kwanga kune masangano.
There were many denominations.
Amen. Kwa ma Methodist, ma Baptist
Baptist,
ne,
and many others.
Sagani message inoi,
This message, it was calling people from all the different forms of religion, which had bound the people. That's why the prophet preached a message talking about Samson. Samson was raised by God.
Amen.
To destroy the Philistines.
Amen. As Samson,
but Samson failed on his post of duty because he joined himself with the things of the world. He joined himself with the women of the world. Because Delilah's mission was to find the secret of Samson's
strength.
And she caught the mystery. And they chopped off his hair.
Nekuti Samson akanga ari a Nazarite.
Because Samson was a Nazarite.
Saka Nazarite anga asingafani kuti ave une musoro wake.
Because of the Nazarite vow, he was not supposed to cut
Saka
his hair. So the prophet says,
shure kwekunge Delilah awabata changa chakavanzika chesimba ra Samson.
As soon as Delilah discovered the mystery of Samson,
zvakaita kuti Samson ave asina simba.
It made Samson powerless.
Handi Samson haana kuchinja pane zvaakanga ari.
Samson did not change on anything that he wants.
Asi simba rakanga risisipo.
But only the strength of God.
Nekuti changa chioperate muna Samson was not his own physical power.
Nekuti chaishanda muna Samson ranga risiri simba rake pachake.
It was God.
Anga ari mwari.
Behind the life of Samson.
Ari kuseriko upenyu wa Samson.
But Samson, for him to continue having that life.
Asi kuti Samson aramba aine upenyu
iwoyo. He had to continue under the vow. Amen. Of the Nazarite.
Ari pasi pe
But when he went beyond the vow of the Nazarite, the devil came in and he managed to get his secret. And when he got his secret, Samson ended up being chained by his enemy.
Samson
ended up making sport for his enemy. And the prophet says, amen,
Samson,
when they brought him into that hole, and he was to make sport before them. Amen. He says he was crying. And he was praying. Amen. He says, but the Lord of the Philistines, they never noticed Samson praying. They never noticed him crying. And the prophet, I like what the prophet says. He says the prayer which Samson was making, he knew the consequences of his prayer. He knew if God was going to answer his prayer, he knew what it meant. Amen. Because Samson said, Lord, amen, if you restore this power to me, let me, amen, let me be avenged of the Philistines. And the answering of that prayer, it means he was going to die together with the Philistines. Amen. And he says, the church of God, this afternoon, you know very well, amen, amen, what will bring back the power into you. You know very well what will make you to come into that place where you can commune with God. Amen. But you don't want. Amen. The consequences.
Amen.
The consequences of that prayer. When you pray and you say, Lord, I want to come into that place where I can be face to face with you, where I can commune with you, where I can see your power once again, like it was in the life of the prophet. Because it means a lot of shedding. And then for you and for me, it means we have to come to that place where we have to let go some of the things that we like. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just like the Bible says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Denying yourself is denying the influence of this man here. And the influence of this man is to want to go together.
with the trend of the world. I like when pastor was preaching here that you refuse to go with the trend. Amen. You refuse to go with the trend. Amen, brother, sister. Because you realize there's been a message to call you, out of the world. Because remember that time when those angels came down and the one spoke to Abraham and the other went to Sodom. Amen. When they came to Sodom, they came to Lot's house. Amen. And they were encouraging him to come out of Sodom because destruction was coming upon Sodom. Amen. And they told Lot, we can do nothing unless you are gone out. Amen. Amen. And Lot in haste, amen, with his family, they went out of Sodom. But we hear there was the wife of Sodom, the wife of Lot, that she turned to see if it is true. Amen. And the Bible says, she turned into a pillar of salt. Why did she turn? Because, brother, sister, going out of Sodom, it meant
leaving everything in Sodom.
Amen.
Everything about Sodom.
Amen. In as much as you and me, brother, sister, God has called us to go into this exodus. But it means, brother, sister, you have to leave everything of Egypt. Amen. You have to make sure when it dies on the Red Sea, when you say, I've accepted Christ as my personal Savior, and you are baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, and you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's where all Egypt must end. Because if Egypt is not ending, if
Egypt does not end,
amen,
you look back like what they did when they were in the wilderness.
When they were in the wilderness, when the troubles came, they said, Moses, why did you bring us here? We were sitting nicely in Egypt there. We were eating melons there. You brought us here to die. But Moses didn't bring them there to die. Moses was taking them to the promised land. And this God that is going before us,
amen,
this God who is going before us, he has got one determination to make you and me become like him, despite whatever happens along the way. Because along the way, they were getting the blessings of God. That's why they got manna. That's why they ate the quails. That's why there was water from the rock. That's why God changed the bitter waters to sweet waters. But that was not God as determined for them. Amen.
The purpose of God
Israel,
with the children of Israel, was to make them enter Canaan. Because God and the children of Israel,
amen,
they were showing forth the sign of redemption.
Amen.
So God,
amen,
the issue was not eating quails in the wilderness.
Although Maranga chose what is Uta, Vachajka.
Kunyange Mariva is out, they will eat the quails.
Amen. Marianga is Tapira.
The issue was not turning the bitter water to become sweet.
Amen. Asi Nyayanga Kuita say,
but the expectation was to enter Canaan.
In as much as you and me, brothers, God has called us in this hour. In this third exodus. This third exodus. The prophet says, it's coming from the
denomination,
kubuda kubva musangano,
coming from the systems of men,
kubuda kubva mutsika dzevanhu.
Amen. Because the systems of men,
nekuti tsika dzevanhu,
had told us, that to be a Christian, you have to go according to the Methodist Church. To be a Christian, you have to go according to the teachings of the Catholic. To be a Christian, you have to be like the Baptist
too.
But God was calling us from those systems where your faith is in the things that you are able to do yourself. And your faith
that
goes into God. And you know that salvation is not in a church. Salvation is not in a high priest. Salvation is in Christ. Because he is the one who has died on the cross at Calvary. And his purpose for dying is for you to be like him. And if we fail to come to that, you have failed your Christian.
No, Christians are not weaklings.
Amen. Christians
do not presume.
Amen. Amen.
Christianity.
Amen.
It's something that is certain.
Amen.
Because you would have met God.
Amen.
You cannot be a Christian if God has not called you.
Amen. Amen. Kana Mwari vakakudana,
if God has called you,
hazvina basa zvinoitika.
Doesn't matter what happens.
Hazvina basa zvinoitika mukati merwendo.
Doesn't matter what happens along the journey.
Ini ndo kunyaradzwa kwandiri.
That's my consolation.
Amen. Nokuti profita akatidzidzisa pamusoro pema types and shadows.
The prophet taught us pamusoro pemimvuri nemifananidzo. Kana taona
kuti zvinhu zvanga zviri ku Old Testament.
If we see things in the Testament ekare,
akanga uri mumvuri wezvinhu zvanga zviya mu Testament.
It was the shadow of the things coming in the New Testament.
Saka nukaenda mu Old Testament.
If you go in the Old Testament,
ukateedza kufamba kwevana veIsrael.
If you follow the children of Israel,
unoona kufamba kwekereke.
You see the movement of the church.
Unoona zvinhu zvinenge zvake zvaitika pakati pevana veIsrael.
And you see things happening amongst the children of Israel.
Ndakati zvitaura kune imwe nzvimbo.
Speaking at another place, the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, and God gave them a law.
Amen. And
gave them the statutes. But everything was pointing to the coming of Christ. Every law was pointing to the coming of Christ. That's what God had set. That the children of Israel might be able to see the purpose of God's salvation. But in the midst of all the journey that they traveled, until the first coming of Christ,
amen,
Christ came.
Angari and the Feast of the Trumpets.
Dia Gangari Mutambo Wamanda
Angao and yes, Feast of the Sheaf Waving.
Dia Angari Mutambo Yokusunzachi Soche.
Amen. Angari a Feast of Pentecost.
Dia Angari Mutambo Pentecost.
Angari, yes.
He was everything.
Sakanga Zirim Bukura Wakanga
in the book that they were holding.
Sakanga Zirim Bukura Wakanga Stad
in the book that they had studied.
Sakanga Zirim Bukura Kutivakanga Gazira Mama Rutuals Avakanga Chita.
That was in the book that they had made the rituals that
but
they were following.
He stands before them
as
a manifestation of what all they were doing.
Yes, this is what Angela
did from the time they came out of Egypt to the time they were standing in Jerusalem. Amen. There you are standing there. Amen. Pharisees.
Sadducees,
the scribes, whatever the Herodians, whatever all the different people, but here is Christ standing before them.
Christ amira pamberi
pavo. Asi vakanga vakabata bhuku remurayiro.
But they were holding the book of the law.
Vakanga vachiritsanangura zvakasiyana siyana.
And they were interpreting it differently.
Amen. Nokuti tozonzwa Kristu achiti Bhaibheri richitaura kuti hanzi kune vamwe vanga vachitenda kuti kune rumuko, kune vamwe vanga vachitenda kuti hakuna rumuko.
The Bible said there were others believing in the resurrection, others not believing in the resurrection.
Vaisi vanga vakabata chii?
But all of them were holding the same book. But there Christ stands before them. He must go to the cross. He has spoken by the book that they were holding. But they rejected it. That's why we're talking about revelation. That's why he asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? Some are saying you are Jeremiah. Some one of the prophets. They admit their doctrines.
Amen. So, brother, sister, here we are.
Tashika.
In another third Exodus. We have received the word. Amen. And the word is pointing us
shoko
to go back to Christ.
Kuti
kuna but in the time of waiting.
As Mungu wa mirira,
amen. In the time of the journey.
Mungu wa kufamba rwendo,
many things are going to come out.
Zinu zaka wanda zicha uya.
And brother, sister.
Amanzazi,
the prophet says.
Anoti,
I wonder.
Dino tosha miswa,
the 12 are going to make it.
Kana, tukwerufu wakapinda.
Amen. Amen. So, brother, sister,
Amanzai,
my encouragement to you.
Kurudziru, ama yangu.
My encouragement to you.
Kurudziru yangu kwa uri.
Is stand by the word.
Kutimira ne shoko.
Stand by what the prophet has said.
Mira ne zvakataurwa neprofita.
Amen. Stand by what God has put in his word.
Mira ne zvakaitwa naMwari mushoko ravo.
Because many things are going to come out.
Nekuti kuchasumuka zvinhu zvakawanda.
Zvakatowanda.
Many things.
Atisatita zvichatowanda.
We have not reached the climax. Some are still coming.
Zvichawanda.
Many things are coming.
Amen.
Amen. If you want to follow them, you are going to follow a lot of things. Until you are going to give up.
Amen.
But the one thing is that the prophet, you are sent to you. The greatest thing that you go on your knees and say, God, I saw your prophet. You opened my eyes to see the prophet. Now, where do you want me to go to? We are saying, brother and sister, where we are supposed to reach, God has already shown us in the life of the prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the example. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet is no longer here.
Profita asisipo.
Amen. But brother, sister,
asi Haman,
the one who was going before him,
akaenda pamberi pere
profita, because he was Eliezer.
Nyukuti weyangari Eliezer.
Amen. Calling out
achidana
a bride
mwenga
for Isaac.
Kuna Isaka.
And Abraham says,
Abraham anoti,
amen, I will send the angel will go before you.
Ngirozi ichaenda pamberi pako.
Amen. For you to get a bride for my son.
Kuti uwanire mwanako mwana wangu mwenga.
Amen. And Eliezer says,
Eliezer akati,
if the bride does not want to come,
kana mwenga asingade kuuya,
amen, to come to your son,
kuuya kumana kumana,
what will I do?
Ndichaiteiko?
He says, but never take my son there.
And asi usaendese mwanako mwana wangu ikoko.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, brother, sister, the message has gone forth to call out a bride.
Kudana mwenga.
Amen. For Jesus Christ.
Kuna Jesu Christo.
Amen. And he has to be different from the world.
Kusiana ne nyika.
Because Christ is not going to come to suit what
you want.
Amen. That's what
Eliezer
asked.
What if the bride refused? Maybe he loves your son. But he does not want to come with me. But don't take my son to go there. Just take the wife who is willing to come to my son.
Amen. So, brother, sister, this message is calling a people who want to be united with Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Those people who have got a desire, who have got a hungering to be one with God.
But people no longer have that hunger and that desire. The prophet said people have lost their first zeal of having all night meetings and coming with faithful hearts.
Amen. And nay,
why is it so?
Amen.
Amen. Womba wataura tanzi, takaita let down the bars.
Tanzi, takaregezeka.
Amen. And we let down the bands. We ask ourselves, where did the sheep go? And the goats came in. Because we let down the bands. Because we have come to that place where we have to look at ourselves. You as an individual. Because when you read in the church ages, amen, you are reading of the journey of the church. Amen. How God was revealing himself in the church ages, how God was manifesting himself, because it was not those people on their own. Amen. It was not their desire, amen, to go and be killed, but it was the anointing of God which pushed them to be sacrificed. It was the anointing of God which pushed them to resist the devil. Ndosaka kupedenuka kwe zvizvarwa zvinomwe zvemakereke.
That's why the revelation of the seven church ages.
Kutaridza kwa Mwari mashandiro akanga achiita nekereke yake.
It's God showing forth how he was working with his church.
Asi rwendo rumwe chete irworo.
But that same journey.
Ndo rwendo runofamba muKristu.
It's the same journey that the Christian travels.
Amen. Because kereke yakatangira pekutanga.
Because the church began at the beginning.
Mubhuku remabasa.
In the book of Acts.
Vabva ku upper room.
From the upper room.
Amen. Vakamchira chipikirwa chemweya mutsvene.
When they had received the promise of the Holy Ghost.
Nokuti vanga vakachimirira.
Because they were waiting upon it.
Vakanga vari mu upper room.
When they were in the upper room.
Vakanga vachiita expect.
They were expecting.
Amen. What were they expecting?
Vaitarisirei.
The promise of the Father. Because Christ had told them in Luke chapter 24, go in the city of Jerusalem, amen, and wait for the promise of the Father. You are going to be endured with power, and you shall be my witness. So they were waiting, expecting on the promise of God, and there they started the journey. The journey which they started with was God in their life. Amen.
That's the journey of the church. That God. God was in the life of the believers. That's where we are being restored to. By this entire message. To be restored. To the faith of the Father. To the faith of our
fathers.
To go back to Pentecost.
To make sure.
To be so sure.
That in our lives. We are not going forward. Without an assurance of the power of God in our lives. Because there's no way you are going to survive without God in you. Especially with the things which are coming over and where we are going. You need to have God in you. Amen, brother, sister. That's my encouragement this morning. Let's cry out to the Lord.
And
say, Lord, here we are. We might have gone for so many years. Just like Moses. Moses he knew.
Moses,
the call of God was upon his life. He had been taught about it by his mother. But he had never come to that place where he had met up with God. Inasmuch as you and me, brother, sister, we might have come into this message. We have read the
spoken word
of what we are supposed to be. But we have never come to that place where we have met up with God on our own, where we can say truly, God has spoken to me. He is in my life. Amen. No matter what happens, I will never go back. Brother, sister, that is the call of the church this hour. We have to come to that place where you and me, we have come into that place where we have met up with God. We have come into that place where we are so much assured that he is there. You are
not presuming.
Amen.
When they came down from the upper room, they were not presuming.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the Holy Ghost
is a reality. It's a person.
Munu
of God himself living in you. Amen. He cannot be in you and do things which are different what he does in me. Ah, zidero.
That's why the prophet preached a message.
To identify.
God is identified with his characteristics.
Amen.
Amen.
So you and me, brother, sister, what are we expecting? If we are expecting amen, to come to the faith of the fathers, look at your life. If you come to that place, because many times we just speak about going back to the faith of the father. But what is the faith of the father? How did it ever start? Amen. We have to come to that place where you yourself as an individual, amen, you become desperate. You yourself, amen, arise up, brother, sister, just like Daniel. Amen. They were in Babylon.
Babylon.
Amen. Because they had gone there. Because Israel had sinned. And God had commanded them to go into Babylon. Because Jeremiah had spoken.
Jeremiah
you are going to be there for 70 years. Amen. The Bible says,
Bible
when Daniel was reading the books,
Daniel,
amen, and he saw that it was only 2 years. Amen. Before the 70 years. What did he do? Amen. He never jumped up and down. Oh, brother, sister. The Bible tells us. He went into a secret place. He went into a time of prayer. He went into a time of confessing his own sins. And the sins of the people. And the sins of Israel. So, brother, sister. When we see the things which are around us. We see the events around the world. And then it has to put us into desperation. To come to a time when we pray for our own sins. We confess our sins. We pray for the sins of the bride. We pray for the sins of the church in this hour. Because we are seeing. We are seeing. We are not standing in that place where God wants us to stand. And we have to say, Lord, here we are. We have failed thee. Amen. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, in this hour that we are living in, may God help us to come to that place where we search our lives and see, brother, sister, that if every time when you are coming to church, what are you expecting? Amen. Each time when you come to church, amen, what are you expecting? What is in your heart? What are you looking forward to? Amen. But brother, sister, if you are there at home and you are praying and you want to see God, surely when you come through the doors, you will see God. Amen. Amen. You are going to see him. Amen. Like that. That colored woman. That Auntie Jemima.
Auntie Jemima.
Amen. She had a son. Amen. She had prayed to the Lord. That God did give him a child. And he gave me a child. And that child went on into immoral living. Amen. And she now was laying on the bed of death. Amen. With a venereal disease. Amen. But because she was looking, amen, at the promise of God, she looked in the Bible. She saw herself in the Bible. She went on her knees and prayed according to the promise of the Bible. And said, Lord, here am I. Amen. I'm just like that Shunammite woman. But where is your Elijah? When she prayed and said, where is your Elijah? God himself, amen, came down to her. Amen. And she showed him.
She showed her. She said, go and wait by the gate.
And there
she was waiting by the gate. Amen. And the prophet, in a plane going some other place. But because of the prayer of a woman, because there was someone who was desperate to be able to change the situation, amen, of her own life, she brought down the prophet. The plane was brought down because of the prayer of a woman. Amen. And the prophet was led. And she comes by the gate. And the woman greets her. And says, hello, person. And the prophet says, I was taken aback. Amen. How can she say person? And the prophet asked her, how do you know that I'm person? Do you know me? She says, no. Amen. But she said, I knew. You were going to come here. Why did she know? Because God had given a revelation. Amen. That the prophet Elijah is going to come by your gate. Amen, brother, sister. So that's why, brother, sister, we have to earnestly pray for whatever we desire. Be it a change in your life. Whatever you want, you are able to get it. Amen. If you pray earnestly, if you look at yourself in the light of the word, amen, and you say, here am I, Lord, you said, amen, I send you Elijah the prophet. I have seen that prophet. But here am I. I'm such a weakling. I want strength. I want to overcome. I want a perfect life. It's you only who can make me perfect. It's you only who can give me strength. It's you only who can give me victory. It's you only who can make me to soar above the things of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But people, they don't want to come to that place because they know, amen, the answering of that prayer, what it will bring. But Samson never cared what the answering of the prayer was going to be. Amen. As long as the Philistines are destroyed. Amen. How long, brother, sister, shall you continue on to make sport for the Philistines? Amen. How long, brother, sister, are you going to stay with the frogs? Amen. When you have got an opportunity, amen, for God to take away the frogs, you have got an opportunity for the Philistines to die. You have got an opportunity to start up with God and go forward with Him. He is more than able. He is expecting you, amen, to come to Him, to bring a change in your life. If you just want, God is more than willing to change your life. He is more than willing to take a walk with you. Amen.
That's why, brother and sister, the prophet, in this day, you remember when he was hunting?
Amen.
When he said God came down, and he asked, do you want to walk with me?
Amen.
And he said, yes, Lord. And he said he saw his wife. He was young. And he was also young.
Amen.
God showing us that these things are true. You can walk with God. You can change the situation in your life. You can change the situation in your life. You are able to change the situation in your life. In your life. If you just want to align with the promises of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Many times people are reluctant because they are still enjoying certain things.
Amen.
usanakidzwa nezvimwe zvinhu.
Don't just be entertained by everything.
Mwari vanoda kuti vana vavo vange vakasiyana nezvinhu zvemunyika.
Because God wants his children to be separate from the things of the world. I saw things in the Old Testament.
Amen. Kuti Mwari vane zvinhu zvavakanga zvavakapa vana veIsrael.
God gave the children of Israel certain things.
You
must eat these things, you must not eat this. You must do this, you must not do this.
Moses.
And then he spoke to Moses. I'm doing this. That there be a distinction.
Amen.
Between the children of Israel and all other nations.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sakane amanzvadzi.
So, brother and sister,
Mwari vanoda that distinction.
God wants that distinction.
Amen. Pakati peupenyu hwako.
Between your life
neupenyu huri mukati menyika.
And the life in the world.
Mwari vakuropafadze.
May God bless you.
Another round of applause.
Shongana Sena Jesu Chano Muvigi Hatindaka Hatindaka Mubati Osu Vari mwendo ite ndosongana ndosonga ose na Jesu ondi chano Jandisina mumwe uga kundoi sakuna handi chachki handi chachki rufu ha oza Bye.